Lance Middle, Paul DeTito here with you on Giants.com. This is the latest two-minute drill. The Giants coaching search entering its second week. And Paul, now a total of six candidates have been interviewed. Let's focus on the most recent two. And three have an offensive background, three have a defensive background. Most notably, Mike Smith, the former Atlanta Falcons head coach.
Yeah, now he comes in here bringing with him the most accomplished postseason resume as an NFL head coach. Been to the playoffs four times with the Atlanta Falcons, and none of the other candidates have that type of track record on their resume. So certainly that makes him a very, very interesting candidate.
To me, what's very impressive about Mike Smith's resume, Paul, he took over a team that went 4-12 in 2007. In his first season as Falcons head coach, they go 11-5, and he wins AP NFL Coach of the Year.
And three times the Sporting News named him NFL Coach of the Year. He put up two 13-win seasons with the Falcons as well. He's in his mid-50s, got a lot of energy, good friends with Coach Tom Coughlin. There's a lot of stuff about him that people could certainly latch onto.
Specifically, his defensive resume. Now, he's the brother-in-law of former Ravens head coach Brian Billick. And, Paul, he was on that Ravens staff. He was also the defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars from 2003 to 2007.
Yeah, an assistant on two very good defensive teams over the course of time. You mentioned the Ravens. He was the defensive line coach for that Baltimore team that beat the Giants in Super Bowl 35.
And it doesn't hurt when you help groom a guy named Ray Lewis the last time I checked. And speaking of that Jacksonville defense, how about the fact that it ranked in the top 12 in each and every season that he led that defense in Jacksonville? So that is certainly impressive. Speaking of Jacksonville, Doug Marrone was the fifth candidate to interview for the Giants head coaching job over the weekend. He was the assistant head coach for the Jaguars, the offensive line coach this last season. Also spent two seasons as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Ball. Right, and you mentioned two seasons. Not as much NFL head coaching experience as Smith had. And did not have, obviously, the postseason success as well. But a guy who, nonetheless, is an upstate New Yorker, understands what the Northeast mentality is. He's got something going for him, especially offensive lines that have performed very well on staffs that he's been on.
Hey, they went 9-7 in his second season as the head coach, and he's also a Bronx native. Plus, he has ties to Syracuse. He helped turn around that Orange program. So that is the latest in terms of the Giants coaching search. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the 2-Minute Drill.